哈利路亚！再一次向我们在伊丽莎白这边，是为主耶稣基督所引导的，说声大家平安。
So, peace. So, in before Elizabeth Church, I would like to say peace to all the members.
今天晚上要跟大家分享的题目是寻根之爱。
And so, for tonight, topic, I would like to share of seeking the roots of love.
有一个年轻人啊，他从小就很害怕过父亲节跟母亲节。
There's a youth who was used to be afraid of Father's Day and Mother's Day since he was young.
最近这几天啊，上网站有时候出去就看到说 MOM 这三个字开始一直出现了。
And so when I go online, I see the three letters MOM appear.
可是这个年轻人每次到这两个节日的时候就感到很痛苦。
But this young man, he felt every time these holidays appeared, he felt very sad.
因为他三岁大的时候
Because when he was 3 years old,
就被人在一个乡下附近的车站发现了他。
He was found in a countryside bus station.
有人把他送到警察局去。
And someone sent him to the police station.
可是很奇怪，等了好几天都没有人来找这个孩子。
But after waiting for several days, no one came to claim the child.
于是这个警察只好把这个孩子送到附近一个教会经营的育幼院来照顾他。
And so the police had no choice but to send this child to a local orphanage.
育幼院很尽责任的抚养。
And the orphanage took care of him very responsibly.
这个孩子也渐渐的长大。
And so he gradually grew up.
虽然他健康的长大，但是他心里面总是这样在猜想。
And so even though he was healthy on the outside, but in his heart he was guessing.
他想他自己是不是一个私生子。
To wonder if he was an illegitimate son.
是被自己亲生父母所抛弃的人。
And he was abandoned by his parents.
所以这种说也说不出来的痛苦一直在他的心里面。
And so he had this indescribable pain in his heart.
一直到他大学毕业啦，找到工作，要开始新的生活。
And it wasn't until he graduated from college and he started to was starting a new job. He wanted to start a new life.
有一天，他原来长大那个育幼院的院长打了一通电话给他。
And then one day, the principal of the orphanage called him.
说请他找一个时间回来，他有重要的讯息要跟他说。
And asking him if he had time to come back to the orphanage because he had an important message for him.
于是这个年轻人找了一天回到育幼院。
And so the young man took a time one day to go to the orphanage.
院长请他进到院长室坐下来。
And so the principal invited him to the principal's room.
转身走到桌子那边打开抽屉。
And so he went behind his desk and opened the drawer.
从里面拿出了两样东西。
And so he opened up and he brought out two items from his drawer.
是一件小小件黄色的毛衣。
And one was a small yellow sweater.
然后还有上面有一个纸条。
And then there was a note.
这个院长跟这个年轻人说，这是你三岁多被送到这里来，身上所留下来的两样东西。
And so he said that so the principal told him these are the two items that were found when you were brought to the orphanage at the age of three.
是唯一跟你身世有关的。
And so this is the two things that are related to you at that time.
这个年轻人看一看毛衣上面没有任何的记号。
And so he looked at the sweater and he said there's no sign on the sweater.
那一张纸条上面也没有写任何人，也没有任何人写的字。
And on the note, there was no, there was nothing written on the note.
但是那一张纸泛黄的纸条上面有一家花店的店号以及电话。
And so, instead, on the note, there was the name of and the phone number and the location of a floral shop.
还有一个地址。
And then an address.
这个院长说，我们打过这通电话。但是一直都没有人接。
And then the principal said, we have tried to call this phone number, but no one answered.
于是年轻人收下那两样东西。
And so the young man took these two items.
可是他却也因此失眠了近十天。
But he could not sleep for many days after.
他从小心里面的痛，他本来打算要把它忘掉。
He had been trying to forget the pain of his past.
他想说自己即将开始新的生活。
And he thought he wanted to start a new life.
不管过去自己是怎么样的, 那跟自己再也没有关系了。
And so no matter whatever happened in the past, it no longer involved him.
没想到正他下, 正当他下定这个决心的时候, 现在又出现了这两样东西。
And right after he made this determination, suddenly these two items appeared in his life.
他心里面起了波浪。
And so there were some storms in his heart.
他在犹豫到底要不要循着这个线索再去找一找。
And so he debated whether it was worth it to pursue after these things.
如果真的找到呢? 找到自己的家人怎么办呢?
What would happen if he actually found his family members?
如果自己的家人不愿意来认他呢?
And what if his biological family ignored him?
那他岂不是又要受第二次的伤害,这个伤痕更深更痛?
And so then he would again feel pain, and this pain would be even greater than the first pain.
就这样子, 他在挣扎当中, 最后他还是下了一个决定。
And so as he was conflicted, he finally made a decision.
我要知道我原来是怎么样的家庭。
He wanted to know his biological family.
如果真的他们拒绝我, 我也没关系。
And if they truly reject me, then that is fine.
反正不靠他们, 我一样活得下去。
Because I do not need to depend on them, I can live my own life. I can sustain my own life.
他寻了那个地址, 找到了原来育幼院之外 100多公里的一个小城镇。
And so he looked at the address of the floral shop, and then it was in a town about 100 kilometers away.
他发现那个地址前面有个很大的公园。
And in front of this address, there was a large park.
可是他发现那个地址啊, 已经变成一般的住家了。
But now that address of the floral shop was now just a regular residence.
他过去按电铃里面出来一位男士。
And he rang the doorbell, and a man answered the door.
他问他说, 请问你知道这里以前有没有一家花店? 他们有没有孩子呢?
And so he asked the man, was there a floral shop here before? Did the owner have any children?
这个男士想一想回答他说, 啊, 我之前的那个主人确实在这里开花店。
And then the man thought about it, and he said, yes, the previous owner did own a floral shop here.
我认为那个拥有者那位小姐。
And he knows the lady who was there previously.
可是她从来没有结婚,我很确定她从来都没有小孩的。
And I am certain that I'm pretty sure that she had never been married, and she never had any children.
我到这里, 这一条线索就完全断了。
And so this path came to a dead end.
这个年轻人心里面, 这时候, 虽然有点失望, 但是他也松了一口气。
And so even though this young man felt disappointment, at the same time he felt relief.
他想说, 那就这样子吧, 什么都不知道也好。
And so he felt, that's fine. If I know nothing, that's fine as well.
他想说远路既然来到这里, 那么对面的公园走一走, 散散心, 再回去。
And he said, since I've come all this long way, I might as well go to the park across the street and take a stroll.
就当他在公园里面散心的时候,
And as he was thinking in the park and walking,
他突然发现他30公尺前面的一个石凳子上面坐了一个老人家。
He saw about 30 kilometers away, there was an elderly man sitting on a bench.
他本来也不以为意。
And at first he didn't pay any attention.
但是他发现这个老人家也双眼一直盯着他看。
But he noticed that the old man kept staring at him.
于是他渐渐走近, 发现老人家渐渐站了起来, 向他走过来。
And as he walked closer to the old man, he realized the old man was standing up and coming closer to him.
这个年轻人的眼光也渐渐被这位长辈吸引。
And then suddenly the young man couldn't stop staring at the old man.
他发现说这个人啊, 除了满脸的皱纹与满头的白发,
And he said that he thought even though this old man is full of gray hair and wrinkles,
还有稍微驼背之外,
And he had a hunchback,
这个老人家, 他的脸, 长得跟自己实在是太像了。
He felt that this old man bore a striking resemblance to himself.
这时候那个老人家走到剩下离他大概2公尺那么近的时候, 他发觉老人家的脸上已经挂满了泪水。
And as the old man drew closer to him a few feet away, he realized that the old man had tears in his eyes.
那个老人家嘴里说着，阿元，阿元，我的孩子，我终于等到你了。
And then the old man said to him, Ayuan, you've returned home. I've been waiting for you.
这个年轻人开始问这位长辈有什么样的故事。
And so the young man asked the old man what his story was.
这长辈说，就在20年前，一个非常寒冷的早上。
He said the old man told him 20 years ago on a very cold day.
他还记得那一天他的太太载着三岁的儿子出了门。
He remembers that his wife brought out their three-year-old child outdoors.
他说他跟他太太结婚几年之后好不容易生了这个儿子。
He said that he and his wife had been married for a while and they finally had this child.
他们家里很贫穷。
And they were very poor.
太太身体很虚弱。
And the wife did not have very good health.
她那个时候只能找到一些出工来做，收入不好。
And they could only find manual labor to do, and so their salary income was very low.
因为家中经济不好，所以太太必须每天再出去赚一点外快。
And because their financial status was very low, so the wife had to go out to work.
每天太太都背着或载着自己的儿子到菜市场去拿了一些菜，用脚踏车载到附近的公园去叫卖。
And so every day the wife had to carry the son on the bicycle to the local marketplace to buy some vegetables to sell in the park.
那一天特别的冷，本来他也希望他太太不要出门了。
And so he remembers that morning it was very cold and he did not want his wife to leave the house.
他太太说不出去卖，那么今天的晚餐要吃什么呢？
And so the wife asked, if I do not go out, what will we eat for dinner tonight?
把儿子放在脚踏车后面，他牵着脚踏车依然出去去拿菜卖菜了。
And so the wife took their three-year-old son and put him behind the bicycle, and then she went out to buy groceries.
没想到后来在早上六点之前，他太太在公园里面，有人发现他太太晕倒了。
And then before 6 a.m. in the morning, they found the wife, she had fainted.
附近运动的人大家渐渐围过来。
And then the people who were exercising in the park all came by.
有些人在关心这个女士。
And these people, some were taking care of the woman.
有些人赶快跑到附近去叫救护车。
And some went to call an ambulance.
大家看见她身旁倒了一个脚踏车，菜已经洒满了地上。
And everyone saw that the bicycle had toppled over and all the groceries were spread across the ground.
后来救护车来了。
And then the ambulance came.
这个女士她也醒了过来。
And then the woman gained consciousness.
她坚持不上救护车。
And she refused to get on the ambulance.
只见她非常慌张的到处在喊着，我的儿子，我的儿子呢？
And even though she was still semi-conscious, she kept asking, where is my son?
根本没有人发现，原来这个脚踏车后面本来载一个小孩子。
And no one realized that at the back of the bicycle there had been a three-year-old child.
就这样，这个小孩子不见了。
And just like that, the child vanished.
后来他们一直在那里问附近的人，有人说好像看见一个你们讲的孩子跟着人家上了公车，以为是父母带上去的。
And some bystander said it seemed like there was a three-year-old child that fit your description that got on a bus thinking that they were his parents.
那是什么时候的车呢？那里公车来往很多，往哪里去呢？再也没人知道。
And so she asked, what bus, which direction was it going? But no one seemed to know.
这对贫穷的夫妇十分的伤心。
And so this poor couple was distraught.
每天工作之余，为了活下去，还要到公园来等两三个小时，看有没有奇迹出现。
And so every day they labored very hard life. And then, but at night, every night they would come to the park and wait for 2 to 3 hours for him to reappear.
老人家说，我那身体不好的太太三年前离世了，一直等不到这个孩子。
And so the old man said that my wife died 3 years ago and could was not able to kept waiting for their child to return.
这个年轻人就问这个先生说，请问那孩子身上的特征，穿了什么，有什么？
And so the young man asked the old man, what was your child wearing at that time?
这位老先生说了，年轻人当时身上穿的真的跟他一样。
And so the description of what the old man gave him truly matched what the young man had received from the orphanage.
说到这里，老人家已经泣不成声。
And then at this time, the old man could barely breathe.
这个年轻人往前靠近他，拉起他满是皱纹的双手。
And so the young man drew closer and held his two wrinkled hands.
对他说一声，爸爸，我是阿远，我回来了。
And he said, Father, I am Aaron, I have returned.
这个年轻人从此知道他再也不怕过父亲节跟母亲节。
And so since that day, this young man was no longer afraid of Father's Day and Mother's Day.
他多年来的怨气和痛苦。
And so all the years of bitterness and pain
在这当下渐渐转化成思念和感谢。
And so it had slowly changed to a sense of longing and gratitude.
他原来误会自己的过去是被遗弃的。
And so he had misunderstood his past as being abandoned.
却不知道当他在惆怅的时候，他真正的父母每天比他痛苦十倍在等着他。
That in the midst of his suffering, he did not realize that his parents suffered 10 times more every day waiting for him.
亲爱的朋友，我们听到的是一个真实发生过的寻根故事。
And so our beloved friends, with the story that we have heard is a true story.
这个故事到后来让这个主角理解到。
And so the story allowed the main character to understand.
他所承受的是一段多么特殊的际遇与爱。
He was able to walk down this memory of love.
于是他的心中刹那间孤单转成平安。
And in that moment, he went from loneliness to loved.
他的怨恨变成感谢。
And then his hatred, his bitterness became gratitude.
我们知道吗？我们一般人也有寻根的强烈情感。
And so each one of us has a desire to seek our own roots.
如果我们把这种追求用更具体的文字来形容。
And so if we were to use a more plain language to talk about seeking our roots.
其实我们都想要知道三个问题的答案。
And we all want to know the answer to three questions.
第一个，我到底是从哪里来呢？
First, where did I come from?
第二个，我为什么还在这里呢
？And the second is, why am I still here?
第三个，最后我能回到哪里去
？And third, lastly is, where will I go
back? 或许在座的好朋友，你曾经想过这个问题。
And so maybe we have pondered upon this question.
你已经有自己心中的答案。
And maybe you have an answer in your heart.
但是每当我们对来到教会的朋友说，我们不只有地上的家，还有个天上的家跟家人。
In church we say that not only do we have a home in on earth, but we also have a home in heaven and a family in heaven.
我们发觉有许多人是用一种冷淡甚至不愉快的态度来回应。
And so I see that some people will respond very coldly.
他们确实要这样，因为他们在世上受了苦。
And they have to respond this way because they have suffered so much in this world.
他们说你们基督教说有个慈爱的天父，那哪里慈爱了？
And so they ask, in Christianity, you have this loving father, then how is he loving?
有父亲会遗弃自己的孩子吗？
Would any father abandon their own child?
当我在呼求神的时候，他为什么不帮助我？
When I call to God, why does he not answer me?
他们的不快是确实的。
And so, they have a reason for why they are unhappy.
他们的冷淡真的是有原因的。
And there is a reason for their coldness.
因为他们在这个世界上所因着所遭遇的，内心觉得孤单。
Because what they have experienced in this world and in this life is a loneliness.
可是请再利用这短短的时间，让小弟根据圣经来分享这三个问题。
And so, through the Bible, I would like to answer these three questions.
我们或许有机会被问到说，请问你是哪里来的？
And maybe we've been asked, where are you from?
就像小弟来到美国一个多月了，常常没问到这个问题。
So, for example, I have come to the United States for about a month, and so many people have asked me this.
有些人说我是亚洲来的。
Some people say I'm from Asia.
有些人说我是西岸来的。
Some people say I'm from the West Coast.
有些人甚至说我是南美洲或欧洲来的。
Some people say they're from South America or from Europe.
有些人会提供更深入一点不一样的答案。
And some people may give an even more deeper, profound answer.
他们幽默地说，我是从我父母来的。
They may humorously say, I am from my parents.
我们华人有一句话叫做落叶归根。
And so there is a saying that the leaves that fall down from a tree goes back to its roots.
一株树从土里长出发芽茁壮。
And so that tree grows from the dirt, and then they grow strong.
最后开枝散叶了。
And then it grows out branches and leaves.
这树上的果实、花朵与树叶。
And then on the tree, they have leaves, flowers, and fruits.
它终有一天，因着生命的循环，它也会落下。
And so one day after the process of time, it shall stoop down.
落到哪里呢？大部分都是落到那扎根的土上面跟土中。
And it stoops down all the way down to the dirt that have that it had branched out from.
我们看到这个大自然里面有许多的生物也是有同样的习性。
And so we see throughout nature that even animals follow this.
比如像大海里面的那些龟类，它们大老远游几千公里回到原来的地方。
And so there are some animals,
乌龟的,
some turtles in the sea that also do the same. They return back. As they die, they return to the place of birth.
甚至那一些洄游性的鲑鱼，它不管到哪里去，最终游回自己的源头，在那里产卵死亡。
And also some other kinds of fish that, as they draw closer to death, they will return back to their place of origin.
不管我们是哪一个种族，如果我们人是从父母来的
，And so no matter what race we are from, no matter where our parents are from,
那为什么最后我们不一定是回到父母那边去呢
？Since we came from our parents, why do we not return to our parents?
我们发觉人最厉害啊。
Notice that man is the most amazing.
我们不管从哪里来，我们不一定有一天真的回到故乡去，我们就在这里定居了，我们就在这里完成我们的生命了。
That wherever we may depart from our home, but we will not necessarily return to it. We will settle where we are.
可是不管人再怎么会迁移
，And so no matter how far a man departs from home,
甚至我们自在太空。
Even in an outer space.
我们发觉不管哪一种种族哪一种文化人最后都到哪里去呢
And no matter what race, no matter what culture, where does man end up?
不管你采用哪一种丧礼怎么处理你的身体最后都要回到土里面
And so no matter how, what you do of your body after your funeral, man always returns to dust.
为什么回到土里面呢
？And why do we return to dust?
因为神启示我们的这本圣经告诉我们一个答案。
Because God reveals His answer to us through the Bible.
我们可以来看旧约圣经传道书十二章第七节。
And、if we look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7.
在座的朋友，如果你不习惯或不方便翻圣经，就不要翻了，仔细听就好了。哦。
And so, if our any of our friends are not used to flipping through the Bible, you can just listen.
因为这个时候听得清楚比翻更重要。我发觉有时候一翻就忘了听了。
Because I feel that listening is more important. Some people focus too much on turning to the right place.
第七节，尘土人归于地，灵人归于四灵的神。
Verse 7, then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it.
各位好朋友，你看到这个经节里面第一个所讲的尘土。
And so, in this verse, the first thing it talks about is dust.
它其实指的是人的肉体啊。
And so the dust is referring to the flesh of man.
那为什么这样说呢
？And why do we say this?
难道土是人真正的故乡吗
？Is dust the home of man's?Of man.
那为什么我们肉体要归于土呢
？And so why should a man return back to dust?
是要说到那天上的神告诉我们人是怎么来的
？And so it has to come back to where God told us that man came from.
大家可以看到这圣经最一开始第一卷创世纪二章七节。
And so if we can turn to the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 2.
主神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。Amen.
And so, verse 7, so the Lord formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
Oh, 原来我们所有的人类不一定都回到父母那里去，却都最后要变成土，回到土，是因为天上的神原来用土造了我们的肉体。
And so man, when he dies, does not necessarily return back to his parents, but they absolutely return to dust because man is created from dust.
但是如果人只是用土构成了，这不能称为人。
But if you just take dust together, it does not create a man.
这不是完整的生命。
This is not a complete life.
所以刚才我们看到那一节里面，人还有一个非常重要的构成，就是神是我们灵，我们才称为活人。
And so if we go back to the verse that we had read, there's another important component, which is that the Spirit will return back to God.
也因此我们在前一节传道书十二章第七节后面知道了一件很重要的事情。
And so from the verse that we had previously read, there is one important matter.
我们人啊，肉体要归土，灵要归到四灵的神那边去。大家有没有发现？
That our physical being will return back to dust, but our spirit will return back to God.
其实这里就回答了我们刚才提出来三大问题的其中一个答案。
And so that answers one of the three questions that we had raised earlier.
我们人最终要回到哪里去？
And so where will we return back to?
我们知道人怎么来的，原来是从这一位创造天地独一的神而来的。
And so we know that man came from the creator of the heavens and the earth.
大家知道我们要回到哪里去吗？
And so the question is, do we know where we're going?
我们继续来看刚刚那个后面两节，创世纪二章八节跟九节。
And so if we look at Genesis chapter 2 verses 8 and 9.
第八节，主神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。第九节。
Verse 9.
主神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物，园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。 Amen.所以我们看到这里，神一开始在造人的时候，也在地上造了一个乐园。
And so we see that when God created man in the beginning, He also created a Garden of Eden.
那请我们大家再想一想。
And so let us all ponder.
难道这个伊甸园是我们真正的故乡吗？
Is the Garden of Eden our true place of origin?
不是啊
，It is not.
因为这个伊甸园后来发生了一段故事，我们明天会继续提到，它被封闭了，人永远不会再进去了。
Because something happened in the Garden of Eden, which we will discuss later on. But so the Garden of Eden was locked up, and man could no longer enter in.
神借着他所留下的圣经告诉我们，他现在在预备一个更好的地方。
And through the Bible, God tells us that He is preparing a better place for us.
比原来那个乐园好像无数倍的地方。
And so it is infinitely greater than this original Garden of Eden.
2000年前的耶稣告诉我们，他现在去是为了预备那个地方，准备好了就来接我们去。
And so 2000 years ago, Jesus Christ tells us that He goes to prepare a home for us that He will receive us back to.
那就是各位好朋友曾经听过或听这些基督徒叙述过的天国跟天家。
And so this is what Christians refer to as a heavenly kingdom, the heavenly home.
那我们的故乡，我们从来都没回去过吗？
And so have we ever returned to our home country, our place of origin?
不是的。
It is not.
无论是刚才大家在经文里面读到的伊甸乐园也好。
And whether it is as the Garden of Eden that we had read earlier.
无论是现在这个神正在为我们准备将来我们有机会可以去的美好天国也好。
Or it's the place that the heavenly kingdom in which God is preparing for us.
重要的不是那个地方，而是都有个共同的因素，大家有发觉吗？
And so the location is not important, but there's one important aspect.
都有一个因素叫做神在那里。
And there
is, 大家有没有发觉？
This aspect that God must be there.
当初伊甸园，神在那里。
That in the Garden of Eden, God was there.
他现在要预备的那美好的天国，将来神在那里。
And so the heavenly home that He's preparing for us, God is there.
我可以告诉各位好朋友，今天你来到的这个地方，真耶稣教会，神在这里。
I can tell everyone that you have come to the True Jesus Church and God is here.
我们的灵从哪里来？
And so where did we come from?
我们的灵不是从伊甸来，不是从天国来，而是从神来的。
Our spirit did not come from the Garden of Eden. Our spirit did not come from the heavenly kingdom, but it came from God.
也就是我们人类真正的故乡是在那个有神同在的地方。大家知道吗？
And so our home country, our place of origin is where God is.
这是我们一定要回去的地方。
And this is the place that we absolutely must return to.
我们所听过的耶稣2000年前来到世界上跟我们亲口讲了一个故事。
And so 2000 years ago Jesus Christ himself spoke the story.
我们要看可以看，不然仔细听，把这个画面画出来了。
And so you can flip to the Bible or you can just listen at this story.
我们可以看路加福音15章11节开始。
And so Luke chapter 15 starting from verse 11.
在座的好朋友也可以仔细听小弟念过一遍。
And so you can listen to us as we read one time.
路加福音15章11节。
Luke chapter 15 verse 11.
耶稣又说，让你念好了，11节。
Verse 11. Then he said, a certain man had two sons.
十二节.
Verse 12, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that fall to me. So he divided to them his livelihood.
十三节.
13, and not many days after, the young son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. 14.
十四节.
But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. 15.
十五节.
Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine.
十六节.
16. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything.
十七节.
17. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired hand have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?
十八节.
18. I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
十九节.
19. And I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.
二十节.
20. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
二十一节.
21. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight and am no longer worthy to be called your son.
二十二节.
22. But the father said to his servants, Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet.
23.
And bring the fatted calf and here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. 24.
24.
For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to make merry.
Amen. 各位亲爱的朋友, 刚才这些字念过之后, 你心中有出现那个画面吗?
And so as we read the story, did you have a picture in your mind?
这个故事在我们基督教界很有名, 我们给个题目叫做浪子回头。
And so this is a very famous Christian story. It is known as the parable of the lost son.
这个比喻跟我们有什么关系呢?
And so what does this parable have to do with us?
大家要知道, 世界上所有的人, 现在在神的眼中看起来, 每一个, 即使不是基督徒, 是基督, 都是这里面的那位浪子。
And so everyone, whether we are Christian or not, in the eyes of God, we are all this prodigal son.
大家想一想, 我们是不是都从父亲那里得到了我们原来要的那一份?
If we think about it, have we not received our portion from the Father?
我们像这个小儿子一样, 想借着从父亲得到的那一份, 却为自己开创更美好的未来, 经营自己想要过的生活。
And this younger son that he took from his father because he wanted to be in control of his future and have a better future.
我们从父亲领到的那一份是什么呢?
And so what did we receive from our Father?
就是我们现在所拥有的生命跟时间。
It is the life that we have and the time that we have.
甚至是我们的恩赐、才能跟智慧。
It is our gifts, our talents, as well as our wisdom.
这个不是只有基督徒才有啊。
It is not only Christians that have this.
每一个还有一口气的人, 大家都领受了自己的那一份。
And everyone who still has a breath within them, they have received their portion.
有谁不知? 不希望自己生活过好一些?
Is there anyone who does not want a better life?
有谁不希望经营出一个更美好光明的未来?
Is there anyone who does not want a brighter future?
但是有一天, 或许过去我们就遇到这样的状况。
But one day we will encounter this situation.
我们遇到自己生命当中的饥荒了。
That we encounter the famine of our life.
那一个意外来的。
Something unexpected arrives.
超过我们能力所能够应付的。
Something that is beyond our capabilities.
有人在这里面努力用尽了他的一切, 没有办法解决, 度过。
Someone used their greatest and everything that they had, and yet they could not overcome.
我们看到这个小儿子还好，他想起了一件事。
But we see that this younger brother, he thought of one thing, fortunately.
就像今天好朋友你来到这里，你会听到这样的讯息。
Just like everyone who's here, that you have heard this message.
啊, 我不是只拥有这一些,
it's not that I just have these things, but I have lost things.
原来我忘了,
that I have such a wonderful father.
他在这个绝境当中, 他在这个困境里面,
and so in this time of difficulty,
他想到了, 他要回去, 寻求父亲的帮助。
And he remembered that he should go back to his father for help.
可是这时候他觉得愧疚啦。
But he felt some remorse.
所以我们看到那故事里面，这个小儿子心里面就这么想。
And so we see the thoughts of this younger brother.
他在预备回去要怎么跟父亲说话。
What he prepared what he would say to his father when he returned home.
他已经不打算要自己的尊严了。比起生命来说，尊严算什么？
He no longer had any pride because what is pride with respect to life?
他心里面预备好说，回去说，父亲啊，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，我不配当你的儿子，把我当成雇工吧。
And so he prepared to say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.
他下定决心要回到自己的老父面前，抛弃自己所有的尊严。
And so he was determined to come, return back to his father and shed himself of all pride.
他知道回到自己的父亲那边，即使再卑微，也能够得到活命的机会。
And so he knew that even if he returned in a lowly state to his father, yet he could still sustain his life.
亲爱的朋友，你的生活里面遇过这样的状况吗？
And so have you ever encountered such a situation in your life?
是过去、现在，或者是未来。
Regardless of whether it was the past, the present, or the future.
当他回去，他也跟父亲讲了这一段话。
And of course, he said this to his father.
可是我们看到这个父亲完全不在意。
But we see his father does not care.
他的父亲从门口老早就在等着他了。
And we see that his father had been waiting by the door.
其实不是他回去找他父亲，是父亲从来没有离开过家门口。
And so it's not that he returned back to his father, but it's his father had never departed from the front door.
冲过来抱着他，一直亲近他。
And so he ran to him and then he kissed him.
他还要把自己所有的一切再次跟这个儿子一起共享。
And so he wanted to share everything that he had again with his son.
亲爱的朋友，或许你现在的感情跟感受像这一个儿子一样。
And so maybe our thoughts and our feelings are like this younger son.
或许你听到今天我们晚上所讲的这位神，他要施恩典给我们，你觉得不配。
And so maybe you come before and you hear about this God and you feel unworthy to come before him.
或许你会想说，我还不是基督徒，我这么不尊敬神，我能得到他的恩典吗？
And you may be thinking, I am not a Christian, I do not revere God, so am I worthy of His grace?
但是我要告诉你一句话。
But I want to tell you,
无论你过去是怎么样，
regardless of whatever is in your past,
无论你现在也怎么样，
and regardless of whatever is happening now,
这一位等待你回来的真神天父，他不在乎啊。
This heavenly father, this God does not care.
他看见你今天在这里，他多高兴啊。
He's so happy to see you here.
他要抱着你，他要一直亲你。
And he wants to hug you and he wants to kiss you.
他要再度跟你分享他所有的一切。
And he wants to share with you everything that he has.
所以朋友们，我们真正要去的故乡在哪里呢？
And so,where is our home country, our place of origin?
其实就是有那一位独一真神存在的美好国度。
It is wonderful kingdom where God exists.
那我们现在要来思想最后一个问题，我们今天为什么还在这里？
And so we have to ponder upon the final question, why are we here?
换另外一段文字，为什么神要造我们呢？
So in other words, why did God create us?
也是我们人类生存的意义。
And what is the purpose of our existence?
我们现在一起来看旧约圣经以赛亚书43章。
If we turn to Isaiah chapter 43,
第七节。
Isaiah 43 verse 7.
以赛亚书43章的第七节。
Isaiah 43 verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成所造作的。 Amen.
And everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him.
大家看到神怎么说吗？
Have you seen what God says?
神说今天这么多人都是神为自己的荣耀所创造的。
That all the people of the world, that he has formed them for his glory.
各位，你看到这一段文字，你真的理解这里面的意思吗？
And so when you read this verse, do you truly understand it?
有次小弟在台湾向一大群大学生上课讲到了这么一节。
And so one time in Taiwan, I shared this verse with a bunch of college students.
后来两三个大学生啊，他们一起来找我。
And so two college students came to me.
其中一个说，转到我们问你一个问题，你不要生气。
And so they started off by disclaiming, preacher, do not be upset when we ask you this question.
我说你们不认识我，我不会对像问问题的人生气的。
And I answered, don't you know me? I do not get mad at people who ask me questions.
这三个都是从小就接受洗礼在主里长大的年轻人。
And these are two youths that have been raised and in the church since they were young.
其中一个很诚实跟我讲说，传道你刚刚提到那个经节，我读了不明白。
And so one very frankly said to me, this verse that you referred to earlier, I do not understand it.
如果我们人只是为了神的荣耀而被造的，
If man is only created for his glory,
这样我们人不是太不值得了吗？
So isn't a man not valuable, not worthy?
我们这么多人在世界上努力一辈子，
That man labors so hard in this life,
生于遭遇这么多的痛苦，
That we suffer such great pains.
结果我们所做的一切的一切只是为了神的虚荣心。
And everything that we do is for God's false sense of pride.
这样人太可怜了。
Then man is too pitiful.
亲爱的朋友，你神的虚荣心你有听懂吗？
Have you thought about God's false sense of pride?
我想请问大家，当讲到神有荣耀的时候，你想象的画面是什么？
And so when we think about God's glory, what do we imagine?
我问过很多人，十个里面有八个会这样跟我讲。
And so I've asked many people, and 8 out of 10 people will respond.
神的荣耀就是坐在高高的宝座上，有千万的天使朝拜他。
That God's glory is God sitting high and mighty on his throne, surrounded by tens of thousands of angels.
有白云，有大光。
There is a great light and there is a rainbow.
所有的人类拿着棕树枝跟他说，何善啊，你是值得称赞的。
That many people will praise him, Hosanna, you are worthy to be praised.
这是神的荣耀。
Is this the glory of God?
但是各位，你能够想象，新约圣经里面讲神的荣耀不是在讲这个耶。
But the New Testament, when it talks about the glory of God, this is not what it is referring to.
里面讲到说，被钉在十字架上惨死的那一位耶稣
refers to the one who was crucified on the cross, Jesus Christ.
那一个死刑的耶稣，他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
And so this Lord Jesus Christ, who was condemned to die on the cross, is the glory of God.
神本体的真相。
It is the nature, the essence of God himself.
如果我们家人今天被美国政府判死刑了，抓去枪毙了，你会觉得这是荣耀吗？
If we were condemned to die by the government and executed by a firing squad, is this glorious?
小弟这里用最后几分钟跟大家讲啊，什么叫做神的荣耀？圣经的结论是什么？
And so I will take the final few minutes to discuss what is the glory of God according to the Bible.
神的本质之一就是荣耀。
And so the nature of God himself is glory.
也就是神的本性，一旦被万物察觉认识了，他自然就得荣耀。我要解释这一节，这一段呢。
And so the divinity of God is when man acknowledges him, and that is his glory.
神借着圣经启示我们，他有很多本性。
And so the Bible reveals to us that God has different natures, different essences, justice,
他的圣洁,
his holiness,
他的信实,
his faithfulness,
他的怜悯,
his mercy.
其中一个他一直强调最重要的本性是什么呢?
And so, but what is the most, what all do all these emphasize as his nature?
我们来看今天最后一个经节。
And so let us return back to the final verse.
我们请看新约圣经约翰一书第四章。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 4.
第八节
First John chapter 4 verse 8
约翰一书四章八节
First John chapter 4 verse 8
没有爱心的就不认识神因为神就是爱第九节
Verse 9
神差他独生子到世间来使我们借着他得生神爱我们的心在此就显明了第十节
Verse 10
不是我们爱神乃是神爱我们差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭这就是爱了我们跳来看十六节
We skip to verse 16
神爱我们的心我们也知道也信神就是爱住在爱里面的就是住在神里面神也住在他里面 Amen 里面几个字神就是爱
And here it says that God is love
这是神的本质也是他最重要的特性之一
And so this is the nature and the divinity of God. This is his unique characteristic.
我请教各位朋友。
And so, beloved friends,
我讲这一句话，你们觉得怪怪的？我爱。
Do you think that this statement is strange? I love.
好像没讲完，对不对？
It feels incomplete.
好，我再讲一句话。
And then I'll say another statement.
爱他。
Love you.
你们觉得这句话好像表达不完整？
It feels that this statement is also incomplete.
爱他。
Love him.
那你会问呢？前面那个少的是什么？
And so what
object?
Is the beginning that is missing? It is the object.
后面少的是什么？
And the, what is missing from behind?
一个少了 object， 一个少 subject， 对不对？
One is the subject missing the subject. One is missing.
常常有人问我说：“你们基督教就强调爱，爱到底多长、多宽、几斤重啊？”
And so some people will ask, how do you measure the love of God? Is it how high, how tall, how wide, and how long is the love of God?
爱摸不到，也抓不住，有没有？
That you cannot feel love and you cannot grasp hold of it.
还有人用医学跟我讨论爱啊。
Some people use medical terminologies to discuss love.
说所谓的爱只不过是一种荷尔蒙作用。
Some will say this is merely a hormonal reaction.
所以年轻时候的爱人啊，时间久了就变亲人了，没有爱了，没有荷尔蒙了。
So that young love then becomes married love, and so is no hormone.
是这样子吗？
Is it like this?
爱好像很形而上，对不对？
That love sounds
是一种看不见的东西。
It's too abstract. You cannot see.
非物质的。
There is not a tangible.
那我告诉你，所以神为了让这个爱能够确确实实的展现出来，他创造了人类。
And so, because God wanted to demonstrate and manifest His love, so He created mankind.
他造的这个对象，他要永远爱他，也让这个对象来爱他自己，这样大家能够知道了吗？
And so He created a target for His love, and that this target would in return love Him.
有一个发出者，有一个接受者，是看不见摸不着的东西，就确确实实的存在啦。
And so there is a giver, and then there is a receiver, and so therefore it truly does exist.
我们人就是为了这个目的被造的。
That man is created for this purpose.
当这个爱的特性一被显现出来，神自然就得了荣耀。所以人是为了神的荣耀被造，是这个意思。大家能够理解吗？
And so if it is for this purpose that when it is revealed, then God is glorified. And so God's glory is in this, that man loves God.
结束之前说个小故事。
And so before we conclude, I will share a story.
有一次小弟在安息日聚会之后结束了，我到会堂楼下。
So one time after Sabbath service ended, I went downstairs.
我发觉啊，大家在那边讲话的时候，有一个平常很爱讲话的姐妹，一个人坐在墙角。
When everyone was having conversation, there was a sister who was normally very chatty. She was sitting in a corner by herself.
我就过去关心她。
And so I went to show concern for her.
靠近我发觉，她在忙着，好像在拿两根针，好像在编什么袜子之类的东西。
And as I drew closer, she was busy knitting something like socks.
我就问她，哎，哇，你这么好啊，在为你先生做袜子啊。
And so I went over and I said, oh, you treat your husband so well that you would knit socks for him.
结果他抬头看了我一下说，他想得美，我不知道怎么翻译了，他想得太好了。
There's no hope for that, she said.
那我说，那你这个是做给谁的呢？
And so I asked, who is it for?
我没想到他站起来。
And so she stood up.
传道你看。
And she said, preacher, look at me.
在我前面转一圈。
And she did a circle, walked a circle in front of me.
我说看什么？
And I asked, what am I looking at?
看肚子啊。
Look at my stomach.
我说不要看啊，怎么看我的都比你大。
And he says, my stomach is always bigger than yours.
他说不是，传道，我五个月了，你看不出来吗？五个月，他还是比我小啊。
And so, she said that she is 5 months pregnant.
哦，原来她的 baby 已经在肚子里面，在五个月就要出生啦。
And so this pregnant woman was due to give birth in 5 months.
还有半年的时间她在做什么？她在为自己的孩子编小衣服。
And so in preparation for something that is occurring in half a year, she was preparing and knitting clothing for the baby.
我相信很多在座的你们都曾经有过这样的经验。
And I believe those of us sitting here have this experience.
如果你们整个家庭很期待新生命的到来。
That if the entire family is expecting new life to come,
如果你知道即将有新生命到来，
and if you know that there is a new life coming,
我知道很多长辈又开始提前准备。
I believe many people will start to prepare early in advance.
甚至有些啊，那个婴儿床玩具就买一堆啊。
And so they may buy many cribs and things.
你们有看过吗？
Have you seen it?
啊，你们没看过哦，伊丽莎白这里怪怪的哦。有很多家庭是这样子啊。
And so there are many families like this.
甚至还有、欸、尿布奶粉都买好了，也不怕奶粉会过期。
And they prepare very early on the diapers and the formula. They're not worried about the formula expiring.
我们能讲一声说父母爱儿女是天性。
And we say that it is innate for a parent to love a child.
你知道这个天性怎么来的吗？
And where does this innate nature come from?
天性就是从创造我们的独一真神来的。
This nature comes from the one true God who created us.
你刚才看的最前面的经文说，神是照着他的形象来造我们人。
And so the Bible says that God created us in His image.
各位好朋友，如果你有时间回去再翻圣经最一开始，我请你找出我们人是第几天被造出来的。
And so if friends, if we have time, we can go and look at the Bible in the beginning. What day was man created?
我们在座的好朋友知道是第几天的吗？
And so the members here know what day man was created by God.
不要怕，所以我注目的教会哦，我注目已久了，大家都会拼命回答问题。不要这样，不要那么紧张哈。第七天，神所有的工完成，定为圣安息。
The seventh day, God deemed as holy, and He called a day of rest.
人是在第七天的前一天，第六天被造出来的。
So man was created the day before the seventh. So man was created on the sixth day.
你有想过为什么不放在第一天就造？
Have you wondered why did God not create man on the first day?
前六天，神在预备一切的东西。简单这样讲，你有没有在发觉？
And so simply stated that the first 6 days, God was preparing everything.
他就好像亲爱的父母知道自己孩子要出生了，把所有的一切都准备好，让他诞生出来。
Like an expectant parent, they are purchasing everything and preparing everything for the birth of a child.
然后他对这个他所爱的人说，我把这一切都让你管理，有没有发觉？
And then when the man came, he says that everything I have is under your dominion.
有些人说，我们这个世界很伟大，大自然很奇妙。
And many people say that nature is so great.
我告诉你，大自然没什么伟大的。
There is nothing great about our
即使我们现在探索了几千年，都还离不开太阳系。
That if you look at mankind, that in thousands of years of living, we have not gone beyond our solar system.
我告诉各位朋友我的想法是什么。
I want to share what my feeling is.
我从来不去赞叹大自然，我只赞叹创造大自然的这一位。
I do not admire solar system. I just admire the one who created the solar system.
因为这些大部分的人在歌颂的东西，在我看来只不过叫做 baby room。Baby room, 你们的育婴房啊。
And so I just see all that is created as a baby room.
这个宇宙就是个 baby room 而已，信吗？
And so this universe is all it is just a baby room.
因为我们的父亲在天上的父，在为我们预备一个我们将来领你长大成人要去的地方，这叫无限啊，到现在还没好啊。
And so Lord Jesus Christ went to heaven to prepare a home for us that is infinitely greater than what we see now.
你问我，我怎么知道还没好？
How and so he is not done preparing it yet.
因为耶稣告诉我的啊。
And how you ask me how do I know that?
他说他预备好了就来接我们去，现在还没有再来吗？
And so Jesus is preparing for us to come, and when he is done, he will come back, and yet he has not yet returned.
那个真正的故乡好到你无法想象。
And that home is greater than we can even imagine.
那不是我们现在这个 baby room 能够比的啊。
And it cannot even compare to what we have in this temporary baby room.
所以朋友，我要告诉你，我们人是生而被爱的。
And so I tell you that man is born to be loved.
不管你现在有没有感觉。
And regardless of whether you feel it or not,
甚至你有很多痛苦,
and maybe you have much pain,
甚至你感受不到太多的爱, 觉得没有人关心你,
maybe you do not feel much love, you feel that no one cares for you.
但是你现在坐在这里, 证明耶稣爱你。
But the fact that you sit here now means that God, that Jesus loves you.
请你记住, 人是生而被爱, 被神所爱。
That, you must remember that man is created to be loved.
你如果找到这真正的根，圣经里面告诉这个根，你愿意，你知道了他的爱，你愿意回归这个爱吗？
And so, if you found this original root of love, would you not want to return to this root of love?
这是耶稣要给你的信息。
And this is the message that God wants to tell, give you.
我们今晚见证到这里。
And so, we end our sharing here.
我们一起来吟诗赞美诗383首。
So let's sing hymn 383.